this week. So, what do? Is sponsored by Fax Zero.
At FaxZero.com, you can send free faxes to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, including to your elected representatives.
Breezy, Parcheesy, Lemon Squeezy, all of these things rhyme with easy. And Fax Zero makes it easy with links to fax the people who represent you or anyone else. Really, really Parcheesy. They'll even autofill your reps information for you, so you don't have to do that. Cross it off your list.
Tell your reps that you want Parcheesi to be the official game of your district using your 5 free faxes a day up to 3 pages each. Those are free, and if you want to go all out, you can choose to pay $1.99 per fax beyond that. What an adventure.
Oh, gosh, that is a swell afternoon. So thank you for the good times, FaxZero.com.
Thanks for the good times, and now, the podcast.
Don't you feel like our democracy's not dealing like we used to see?
It's news to me, some choose to be enabling this mockery.
It's human and it's history.
Communication is the key.
Now come on, you can talk to me, so what do we do?
Da-da-doot-da-da-da-dee, what are we gonna do?
Hey, Storm, welcome to So What Do We Do?
Hello, Angelazer, it's great to be here and great to talk with you today.
We have a really special episode. Uh-oh, I'm going to cough. Hold on.
That was great.
Oh, thank you. A special episode of So What Do We Do this week because we're going to be playing a game.
Yeah.
As we decided last week. Last week we played with some Dungeons & Dragons. And this week we have a special adventure where Storm is going to be using the headlines to make his way through. Correct?
Yeah, I think so. Bear in mind that we haven't really planned this at all, I think. So we don't really know what's going to happen here, but it's going to involve D&D, and it's going to involve headlines, and it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. So you tell me, what are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing. But first, would you like to check in about your week at all? We talked a little bit about Halloween. You have a lovely neighborhood for it. I don't know why we did that off mic. That was silly of us.
Yeah, it was good. So I've been living in this neighborhood in Arlington, Virginia since 2001. And it's very neighborhoody. The neighborhood's been around since 1910, and it's still walkable. Everybody, if you don't know one another, it's definitely a place where you say hi to folks that you run into in the street, which is frequently if you're in the street. And people actually drive in to trick-or-treat here. And, well, we don't mind so much. So it was a nice evening. And you, do you have a neighborhood? Did you dress up? Did you carve pumpkins? Did you recall a demon spirit which gave candy to all the children?
I mean, all of those things. And also, we just stayed home and watched The Good Place last night.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
That is the best.
And caught up on Star Trek Discovery, which was great, and started watching Glow. So it was pretty exciting. We went to some parties this weekend, and that was really fun. And then last night we were like, we've been doing social for a lot. Let's just sit still. And we did that instead.
Well, that's nice. You got your weaning in on the weekend, mm-hmm. which really, the way Halloween fell this year, it seems appropriate and right.
Yeah. It felt like it was like a week long here. Costumes have been everywhere.
Oh, for gosh,
for
yeah.
So long.
Yeah, no, time has been, time is most certainly elastic, and it's crazy the pace at which we are hurtling through it right now.
All right, well, let's get into this what news D&D adventure, Storm.
Yeah.
So my thought here as your dungeon master.
Yep.
Is that you are going to be using news magic to fight, to intuit, to basically instead of your strength or intelligence or perception checks, you're going to give me a headline, and I'll interpret how that if that is a successful way to get through whatever obstacle or mystery you're dealing with. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic. And right before this call, you asked me to. Like literally 20 minutes ago, come up with, I guess, a name and a motivation and just a couple of hooks to get us going with.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. So, yeah, tell us about your character, Storm.
Yes. His name is Galdang Oakentwig.
Great.
And he's seeking justice, revenge, and he wants to be reunited with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, her name is Justica Steelthorn, and she is, maybe was, I don't know yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
That bothers me. But an influential alderwoman in our home citadel.
Yeah.
And she uncovered a plot in which the newly appointed king of Miniputz, the good king Miniputz, mm-hmm. was conspiring to allow the Darklands to place its citizens in thrall. That's not a good thing to happen to citizens or anybody.
No.
In exchange, King Miniputz was going to get a really nice beach house.
Yeah.
So what happened was I was out in the field harvesting peace berries like we do. Mm-hmm. In addition to being civically minded, we're farmers. We farm peace berries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kidnapped and brought to a cave that was tucked into the Cliffs of Perspicacity,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, just outside of the citadel. And there I was tortured for how long, I do not know. Time lost all meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, joint by joint, they removed every bit of my fingers from my right hand.
Mm.
Fortunately, I tricked them. I'm actually left-handed.
Nice.
And from that, I figured out that they were trying to use me to convince Justica to go along with their plan, or at least not reveal it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, one day, I guess they gave up. And I was glad, because I knew that, you know, if she gave up, all was lost. And finally, one day, they're just like, F it. And they ran a sword through my heart, and they left me to die in the cave, impaled on a rock.
Wow.
Yeah, but little did they know that there was a spirit that inhabited the Cliffs of Perspicacity, which revived me. And I came out of this newly endowed with powers and wisdom.
Great.
So that's Galdang Oakentwig.
Excellent. And so we've decided you're kind of maybe like a paladin. You have magical powers that come from your connection with a spirit.
Yeah.
Paladin, warlock type thing. Are you a special sort of fantasy creature? Are you a human, elf, halfling, dwarf? I mean, you've got Oakentwig, sounds a little dwarven, but you're also a farmer, so.
I'm going to go with at least half dwarf. So I'm going to say half dwarf, half human.
Great. I like it.
Maybe some other stuff tucked in there, but that's the...
Yeah.
That's the main part of it.
You're from a fantasy melting pot.
Totally.
So the spirit that endowed you with powers, the Cliff Spirit, is that's first name Cliff, last name Spirit, right?
That's right, Cliffy, if you're friends, which we are. That guy's a hoot.
Did he give you a special like wand or magic word or anything like that that you use when you're channeling your magic?
I got a rock.
Okay, magic rock.
Yeah, and it also has that's a special ability, is the ability to manipulate rocks. Yeah, so that's a thing.
That's great.
Kind of like in Nora Jemison's books, but not quite that cool, nor am I that competent at manipulating stone.
Excellent. Well, let's head out on our adventure then. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. I've got my rock. I've got my dice. See, you can hear them. It's dice.
Yeah. Nice. So, Galdang Oakentwig, you have spent nearly a week in the Citadel of Stranglehold seeking information about the king and where he may be keeping your wife, Justica. In that time, you heard about a place called the Cave of Big Monsters.
Oh, God, yes. You
heard that this cave is home to a red dragon whose minions steal treasure from throughout the land. The cave thus contains not only immense amount of gold and valuables, but also certain items stolen from the treasury of King Miniputz that would serve as incontrovertible evidence of his evil plot.
Wow.
So you've purchased a map to the Cave of Big Dragons, and you have headed out on your adventure. So the first big thing that you come to here is the cave. You find yourself at the mouth of the Cave of Big Monsters. At least that's what your map says. But
yep.
What it really is a hill, like a big mountain type thing, with a rock and no hole in it. It's just sort of a solid face of rock. Your map tells you that this is where the cave is supposed to be, where the entrance is supposed to be. And now is your first opportunity to make some sort of, use your magical powers in some way, to figure out how you're going to get into this cave.
All right. I would like to call upon my skills and cast Rock Talkin'.
Rock talking,
by which I can communicate with the face of this hillock, and find out if there is a way in, and if so, you know, if I might be allowed to pass through.
Absolutely. Are you going to use news headlines to get in as well, or it's okay if we just play D&D with me? That's fine with me as well.
No, absolutely. I would like to use, you know, I'm going to draw down my power because I have truth on my side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So at this point, I'm going to cast the spell using GOP eyes end of Russia probes with Trump collusion unanswered.
Okay. All right. Well, there's eyes in that, and obviously you have a rock proficiency.
Yes.
And there are unanswered questions as well. So this is really perfect way to communicate with the rock. I think this is what that headline means.
Okay.
So what you have noticed now as you are communicating with the rock, a lot of the mountain starts to talk to you, and it goes, "Hey, what's up? Are you friends with Cliff?"
Hey,
that's awesome.
Yeah, me and Cliff, we're good pals. I really look up to him. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's fun to be here. It's a beautiful day, and you notice as the mountain is talking to you. First of all, it's a little bit terrifying and a little bit shaky.
Yeah.
But pretty much all of the mountain there is talking and animated, except for the entrance of the cave, like the very, you know, the little 6-foot circle there that would be where the cave entrance is. And you think that this might mean that is not actually rock.
Oh, that it's that portion of it is not rock. It may be dirt or wood or something.
Yeah, you could ask the mountain about it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, mountain.
What's up?
I hate to call you mountain. What can I call you?
Oh, that's my name. Mountain Jones.
Oh, Mountain Jones. Hey, Cliff has talked about you. You know, I couldn't help but notice, and forgive me if this is forward of me, but I couldn't help notice there's a little void along your face there. And I've heard that in these parts there may be a cave of some sort. And just wondering.
Yeah. You want to get in there?
Yeah, I think that would be really spiffy. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That little piece of non-rock has really been bugging us. So the rock kind of shakes right around that the mountain, just like kind of shakes it off, Taylor Swift style. And the entrance to the cave appears to have just been some poorly constructed plaster and just crumbles away, opening away into the cave.
Wow, Mountain Jones, that must have felt good.
It does. I feel clean and great and beautiful. I hope you have a good time in there.
Hey, thanks, and just let me know if there's anything I can do to spiff things up while I'm down there.
Yeah, we will. We'll think about it.
Cool.
All right, so you have now entered the cave, and as soon as you get in, you feel lost. There are four directions you can go, each path confusing and winding, some up, some down, some dark, some wet. There is no indication that one is the direction towards the treasure, and you hear some scary noises indicating to you that the wrong choice could be fatal.
Wrong choice, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead and give us a check of some kind. Use your news channeling powers.
Yeah, this is like a directional perception danger check.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cast it by using Puerto Rico's power authority cancels controversial whitefish contract, which was a horrible mistake. By casting this, I hope to ferret out what is the corrupt answer in order to make the right choice.
Oh, sure. Well, that's perfect. As you find, as you enter and you call upon your friend Cliff Spirit, a big bioluminescent sign just suddenly illuminates. It says, "Adventurers this way, no danger, just treasure, for sure, definitely believe us." Ooh. And an arrow points to the left.
Gosh. Gosh. You know, dragons
yeah.
can be really tricky.
Yeah.
They use a lot of reverse psychology.
Yeah.
And I'm even wondering if there's an additional truthiness check that I can do
sure.
on that statement. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here I go. I'm spooling up. I'm charging up like a dynamo. Cliff, if you're with me, this is pretty important. We're going to go the right way. GAO to investigate Trump voter commission and the
Ooh.
Efforts at purging voters from voter rolls.
All right. As you channel this spell, you put your hand on your rock and you say, "Please show me the real truth." You look down at the ground and see written in some sort of fantasy Sharpie, there are little marks that have labeled each of the paths. They say things like work, home, and then there's one that says, "Steve says don't go that way. The boss keeps all his cool stuff down there."
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. That's where I'm going.
All right.
Yeah. Like work and home are great and all. And maybe another time. That's for another time. But I got things to do. I got things to seek that are going to help me make the world right.
Excellent. All right. You go down this winding path. You are a dwarf, which means I think you have at least partial dark vision, which is helpful because it's real dark.
Well, I was in that cave for a really long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
And at the end of the hallway, you enter a room much taller and much darker than the path behind you. The
Wow.
ground begins to shake, and as it does, a huge spider crawls out of the darkness and stares down at you.
Huh.
She rolls her eyes and yells, "Damn it, Marcy, I thought you said you made this cave pest free. These damn adventurers keep getting in. This was supposed to be my week off." And then from behind her, you hear a little squeaky goblin voice saying, "I'm sorry, Miss Jenkins. I'll go see what's wrong with the traps." And then some scurrying. Miss Jenkins, the spider, gazes down upon you. We could use this opportunity to roll initiative so we can use our dice.
Oh, sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here
we go. That's you.
D20. Dice.
A D20. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is a very attractive marbled green. Die.
Ooh.
Right. I rolled a 12.
All right. You rolled a 12. Miss Jenkins only rolled a 2. So you can go first.
All right. I'm going to talk to Miss Jenkins.
Excellent.
And to her, I'm going to say, "Hey, you know what? You're not icky at all. There was this goblin when I was coming in who was laughing, and I asked them, 'What are you laughing about?' And they said, 'Ha, that dumb spider, Miss Jenkins. Like, we compliment her all the time, but she is so icky.'"
And, oh, no.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm looking at you and, you know, you look pretty cool. How long have you lived here?
She says, "I have lived here always and this cave has always been a part of me. What do you want? Get out of here."
"Oh, I just came here because I heard it was really cool. And, you know, I don't have a lot to do these days because I was killed and my home is under threat. So I'm basically just, you know, I'm hanging out, meeting people, getting back in the swing of things."
She says, "Swing of things. Great idea." And then she brings down one of her giant legs on top of you.
Wow. Wow. She's getting right to it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think she wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Even though you're very charming. Unless you want to cast some magics.
No, I get it. I totally get it. And, you know, that's how some people communicate. Some reason things out, and some bring their furry legs down on you. Okay. Now, we didn't discuss at all what I'm carrying besides my rock.
No.
So,
but I imagine that you can use some of your channeling magic. If you give us a headline, we can decide what that might look like in terms of an attack.
Might I also have my sword by which I had been impaled?
Of course. Your impaling sword.
My impaling sword. Yeah, I'm going to attempt, as I'm being held down, to get my impaling sword and just whack off that leg that has come down.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I am going with to do that, we're going with the FCC will roll back media consolidation rules. Just going to roll back that leg. Designed to preserve media diversity in local markets.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's terribly powerful, because if that were to happen, you could basically keep anybody from knowing information or cutting down on that, such as how to get a spider off of you.
Right. Okay. Well, why don't you roll a die just for fun, and yeah. I'll decide what you have to roll for it to work.
Okay. I got the D20 here. It's the same
All right.
Really, really, really handsome die. It's an 8.
Okay. Well, this one doesn't hit super good, but it does hit. So you see, this spell is about consolidation.
Yeah.
And how that works is that suddenly you find that you are being held down by one leg, but there is another leg, like, conveniently right next to it. Spiders have lots of legs. So you are able to sort of swing all the way through the leg that's on top of you and part of the way into the next one, consolidated like a media market.
That's awesome. Consolidated.
And now it is, yeah, now it's Miss Jenkins' turn, and she sort of jumps back off of you and says, "Hey, that was really mean, but I suppose that's the game that we're in." And then she spits at you kind of a gooey spider web like poisonous substance. Ooh. And you need to now find some sort of dodging thing to get out of the way so you don't get poisoned.
All right. I quickly glance up, and are there stalactites coming down from the
cave? Of course, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, very quickly, because this is fast-acting stone magic, call upon my fast-acting powers to break off one of the larger stalactites that stands between me and Mrs. Jenkins, to block the venomous spittle.
Excellent. Is there a name for this particular spell that you're using?
There is a name. It's a very powerful blocking spell, and it goes like this. Federal judge in D.C. blocks part of Trump's transgender military ban.
Oh.
Right?
It's powerful. That's good.
Judiciary is powerful.
It sure is. And the judiciary is on your side, just like the rocks of the world are on your side, because you're a friend of rocks. And so you call this mighty incantation out, and the rock, the mountain, which knows you, looks down and goes, uh-huh, got it. It breaks off that stalactite. Brings it down right in front of you, and it catches the venomous spitting attack that the spider has forced your way, and you are able to dodge out of the way. It is now your turn to attack.
All right. First, I'm going to be like, "Hey, thanks, Mountain Jones. I heard you were the best, and it's totally true."
Oh, thanks. You too, bud.
All right. So it's attack time then?
It is attack time.
All right. I'm coming in with a pretty big attack here. This is a pretty big one. And what I'm going to do is I feel like I don't want to take advantage of Mountain Jones, you know, and got me out of a spot. So I'm going back to the sword. At this point, how is Mrs. Jenkins positioned vis-a-vis me?
So she's just right on the other side of the stalactite. Her arms have sort of started reaching around. You can see a couple of them as she tries to get over to you.
All right. As I'm looking around, I'm looking for, like, to the side, because obviously, you know, there's the stalactite that's fallen, which I guess is a stalagmite now, between me and Mrs. Jenkins. Is there a wall of the cave nearby enough that's angled in such a way that if I were to throw my sword with my super accurate powers, which I gained from coming mm-hmm. through the undead realms, that it might strike Mrs. Jenkins in a manner that would, I don't know, decapitate her or at least very much put her out of business.
Absolutely. Yeah, you could do a good twisting sword attack. If you have a good enough headline.
Yeah, Cliffy taught me that. That was like, it wasn't the first thing he taught me, but he said, hey, mm-hmm. this is like, it's going to seem tricky, but you're going to be amazed at how easy this is. You'll look back and be like, when did I ever think that was hard to do? So yeah, I'm going to do that.
Perfect. And she is already down a leg and a half, so
yeah,
you've got an advantage.
And I feel like it's a kindness to put her down at this point.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. That's what I'm going to tell myself. all right, here we go.
All right.
Former Trump aides charged as prosecutors reveal new campaign ties with Russia. And after I cast it, I shout out, Papadopoulos!
Excellent. Could you roll your D20?
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. 17.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, so your sword, you throw it up in the air, it curves around, and then curves all the way kind of back. And as it comes back to you, it slices off the bottom of each of Miss Jenkins' legs.
Wicked cool.
Yeah, and she falls to the ground, her torso hitting the ground with a mighty thump, and she's not able to move anymore. And she's kind of rolling around. She's like, oh, fine, you go ahead. I don't know, nothing is worth this.
Hey, Miss Jenkins.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to do that, but you kind of made me do that. And this is your home and all, and I understand I was here. But I feel kind of bad. I can put you out of your misery, but I don't really want to do that. Do you feel like, I don't know, how are you feeling right now about things? Have you learned anything?
Dude, it's just my job, you know? These will grow back eventually. I'm a magic spider, so, you know, I have like a week of basically paid vacation at this point, so don't stress about it.
Oh, cool. Then I'm going to reach into my satchel, which I have.
Yeah.
And I still had from my imprisonment before I was impaled through the heart. I had on me a freeze-dried preparation of peaceberries and milk.
Nice.
Sort of, it's almost like a freeze-dried kind of thing that I have. And
astronaut food.
Yeah, basically, that's
fantasy
what it is.
Fantasy astronaut food. Great.
And I'm like, hey, Ms. Jenkins, I really do have some business I need to attend to here, but please, you know, have these, and I hope you enjoy them. This batch turned out really great, and you know, I'll catch you later.
Hey, that's real sweet of you.
Thanks. Yeah.
So as you step over Miss Jenkins's body, you find that behind her in the wall is a little door.
Uh-huh.
And you can go through there, and you find let's see, how many more headlines do you have?
Really, I'd say probably three. I have more than that if necessary.
Okay, great. Yeah. You slip through and suddenly you are on the other side of this door and you are in a magnificent marble room that is extremely well lit. And as you enter the room, you see that is it mostly bare, with columns on the side, and then there is a big sort of stage, kind of altar section on the other side where someone is sitting. And as they hear you come in, they turn around in their chair and they say, are you serious? Marcy said that her new stuff would be keeping all of you adventurers out, and now there's just so many of you every day. And she says, well, I guess I'm going to have to do what I do best. And this is a tall, sort of elven creature wearing a very fancy hat and holding a very fancy rock that is more of a gem.
Hmm.
And as she see as you walk in the room, well, let's see. Let's roll for initiative because dice are fun.
Okay. Oh, another 8. Love that number.
Okay. All right. Well, she gets to go.
It's a 9. It's actually a 9. No, it's a 6. It's totally a 6. Wow.
Fancy dice.
Well, yeah.
Change in voice.
Yeah, the dice are on the other side of my microphone in my pop filter. Pop filter. It's a 6.
All right. So this elven wizard holds, she gets to go first. She got a 17. She holds this gem and she channels. She reaches up and her arms become full of lightning and she shoots a couple beams of lightning right at you.
Wow.
And you say, ow.
Yeah, that sucks. I did not sign up for lightning. I did not sign up for that.
But it is now your turn.
All right. It's my turn. I've been lightninged. Am I damaged by this?
Yeah, you were damaged when Miss Jenkins hit you and you were damaged by this lightning. So you're down to about half of your hit points. You're down to about 20 right now. I'm keeping track of that, but
I'm guessing only the fact that my blood is stone dust saved me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You are very well armored.
Yeah, does not conduct electricity very well. Stone dust. Okay. But other parts of me do. There are other metals in the cliffs from whence I came.
Sure.
And I'm going to attempt to do two things at once. This was a little more advanced thing that Cliffy taught me to do.
Okay.
Because lightning, being on the coast, right, where the weather systems come through, is very common. And there was a method by which you could draw in all the residual energy from a lightning strike.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even lightning strikes that took place days before, there's still the magical part of lightning that lingers there. And you can aggregate that. But I know that she's a very powerful wizard from what she's just done. And I feel like crap. Like, I know she's powerful. So this is a huge risk for me to do. But if you apply that lightning energy to a power stone, of which I have.
Oh, sure. Of course you do.
It's exponentially more powerful. So
excellent.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to draw that power and hurl it directly at the wizard.
All right. You're throwing the stone or just the power through the stone?
Gosh. You know what?
Either way is fine.
Yeah, I'm going to huck the stone. I'm hucking the stone.
Okay, great.
Powered stone.
And what is this power called? What incantation do you use?
Steve Bannon tells Trump to bring in new lawyers as he looks for ways to kneecap Mueller. That's right.
Oh,
looking for ways to kneecap Mueller, to maybe fire him in some way. Yeah.
Excellent. So you're taking this old power that did have the lightning and trying to bring a new power through your lightning. I see. Can you roll a d20? See how well that went?
Yeah. I have this blue one with white numbers and see how this one does. Oh, it's a 7. That's a 7.
All right. So that the lightning stone hurdles at this wizard who is named Power Play the Wizard.
Power Play?
Power Play the Wizard, yes.
Okay.
And you don't hurt her with a 7, but what you do is the lightning hits her hands, the stone, and she goes, ow, and drops the gem that she had been holding. It doesn't break the gem, but the gem is now on the ground.
All right, so I sort of confused her.
Yeah, you did. You annoyed her. And now, instead of picking the gem up, she just decides to she puts a hand down to the gem, gathers her energy and her power, and then says, "You're too dangerous to let walk around. I can't let you get to the treasure." And then says an incantation, puts one hand towards the gem, one hand to the ground, and vines begin growing around your feet and entangling you in them.
Hmm.
So you find yourself unable to move.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how long they've had this posting. But I think what Power Play the Wizard doesn't understand is that's a really rude thing to do to a mountain without consent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to call up to Mountain Jones, mm-hmm. and basically, I guess, do I say it before or after I have used my incantation?
Either way, it's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to call up, like, hey, Mountain Jones, remember when I said that, you know, I wanted to help you spiff up the place? I really appreciate what you've done for me so far. But this wizard, she's really messing me up. And I think she's messing mm-hmm. you up, too. And, you know, she's moving stuff around. And I think it'd be pretty keen just to take, like, a column of stone from the top of this chamber here and just drop it on her. Just straight down, like accelerated.
Oh, sure.
Straight down.
Mm-hmm.
Just that much. And I'll help you clean up after.
All right. And as you say this, Mountain Jones is like, interesting, a little violent. Well, what incantation are you going to use to help me out with this?
All right. My mind swirls and draws down a very strange incantation, which is Tillerson eliminates key State Department sanctions office.
Hmm. Mountain Jones says, could you explain that a little bit?
Yes. And I channel this other universe and explain that sanctions had been approved by Congress against Russia to try to get them to maybe not meddle with our country anymore. But Tillerson and the administration eliminated this office that would have been the place to actually enact these measures, which seems to indicate that they're still enthralled by the Russians. And I have no idea what I'm saying there, but that's what I say.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Mountain Jones says, sanctions, interesting. Power, interesting. And then drops a big column of rock right in front of the wizard. And you think it may have crushed her, but when you look around, you see that she is okay, but her powerful gem has been completely destroyed. And her formerly white and beautiful robes have been turned into or perhaps revealed to be just some regular gray kind of grubby work clothes. And she goes, hey, that's not cool. Get out of here. The tangling vines around your legs recede as soon as that gem is gone. And she kind of just disappears into some sort of door in the ground. And you are now alone in this room. With,
wow.
Of course, the mountain.
Yep. Yep.
Mountain Jones.
To whom?
I'm
hey, Mountain Jones, above and beyond, my friend. I really had to commit to that spell. But that worked out really great. Really great. And, you know, I'm going to find her some better duds because, you know, you don't need magic to have great duds. And I'm going to add that to my quest list. Is to find that wizard and get her some duds.
Excellent. That's so nice of you. So now as you walk around the big column that your friend Mountain Jones made, you see that in the back door, yet again, a tiny door. You go to that door, you open it up, and it is a stairway, a little bitty stairway down. And as you descend the stairs, you see a bright gold light becoming brighter and brighter, and then when you reach the bottom, you see a room full of gold. Resting upon the gold, taking a little nap, is a red dragon, much smaller than you expected it to be. You run into, and before the dragon wakes up, a tiny little goblin who's wearing a big Marcy name tag comes up and says, "Hey, listen, it's my first week. I made a lot of promises I couldn't follow through with. Please don't break anything important. I have to reset this whole place for tomorrow." And then Marcy just opens a little hatch and disappears. And then the dragon, hearing this door slam, opens their eyes and looks at you and says, "Hey, how's it going? Do you want to play Mario Kart?"
I want to do a perception check.
All right. What is your perception check look like?
I want to know if she actually wants to play Mario Kart or if she's just messing with me, you know?
Okay. Do you have any sort of truth sussing out spells left?
Yeah, I have a quick one for that. I still got another good one after that. So this isn't so much a headline as a thing that's spooling up. That swirls in my mind for some reason in this fantastical realm. Yeah. And it's a tech's giveaway to the ultra wealthy is coming down the pike, probably showing up as early as tomorrow.
Oh, great.
And it's a one.
Okay. It's a good spell. So because this dragon is, as you can see, ultra wealthy. Yeah. And you can sort of see that the dragon doesn't seem to be wanting to hurt you. It's kind of just a chill, lazy dragon that expects everything to be brought to them, but is also kind of lonely at the end of this big torturous cave. And you're with a one, you can't figure out what Mario Kart is or what that means.
Yeah, that confuses me.
But you do not think this dragon wants to hurt you. You still, you don't know if this dragon's going to let you take the treasure that you want to take and get out of here, but it doesn't seem like the dragon at this moment is just going to start breathing fire and scratching.
You know what? It's been, I literally do not know how long since I've recreated. It's been all being tortured and then dying and then training and then trying to figure out what the what. And personally, I need a break. Right now, I'm not thinking about treasure or what terrible things might have happened with my beloved. I'm curious, and I say, you know what? Please tell me more about this Mario and their cart. I'm curious.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the dragon teaches you over the course of the next maybe quarter hour. This game they invented where they take these very round coins and gems and they give them names like Mario and Luigi and roll them along a path and try to race them and see who wins.
That sounds incredibly fun. And maybe frustrating at times, but on the whole, fun.
Yeah, so you learn that. You learn how to make blue sparks by rubbing various kinds of metals together and make your coins go faster.
Yeah.
And you and this dragon, who seems to be a pretty young for a dragon and just kind of chill, and you become friends. You have some inside jokes, and you're pretty tied on your Mario Kart games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you like to try to get your information and get out of here and move forward on your quest to destroy King Miniputz and vindicate your wife?
Yeah. Now to refresh, I'm there because I require some portion of this treasure to achieve my aims, correct?
Yeah. So you've been told that there is evidence here that the king is trying to, that the of the king's plot to have his, creatures under thrall, his subjects. And in fact, it is a large book that became of interest to the dragon and the dragon's minions because it is encrusted with gold, though it itself is not as valuable as like just the straight up diamonds and stuff down here. And the book describes, it's basically like a RFP that the king put out to find a wizard that would help him put the people under thrall. So it's just like, wizard needed to help me control the minds of my my subjects.
Oh.
Please inquire here. This is my whole plan. It wasn't really well thought out in terms of innocence or plausible deniability, but he just sent it out to a few kind of evil wizard towers. So he thought no one would find it. But the dragon did.
Okay, well, I think I got the size of this here.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with I'm talking. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, hey, you know, we've been playing this Mario Kart for a while now, and this has been incredibly fun. So thank you for introducing me to this whole world.
Bro, you're so good at it. So fun to play with you.
Oh, thank you. You are too. I mean, I don't have a large basis for comparison, but if we're going by how much fun we had, clearly you're great.
Yeah.
But I feel bad first because I never asked you your name, and I was so excited that
Joey the Dragon, Joey the Red Dragon.
Cool. That name. Yeah. I mean, it literally suits you. You are wearing like a red suit of yourself.
Yeah.
But I also feel bad because I committed a lie of omission.
I did.
That I didn't just drift in here, just another, you know, person wondering about caves. But, you know, some really bad things happened to me. And I don't know what happened to my loved ones. But I do know that there are terrible forces at work. And I don't know if you saw that or if you met that wizard, Power Play, the wizard.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It turns out they weren't very nice. And I don't know. Do you remember much from, I don't know, the past, I don't know how long, weeks or months?
You know, mostly I stay in here and play Mario Kart. People bring me stuff, and they've been talking a lot about remodeling, bringing on new staff, doing all. I just hang out here. It's not really my department.
Well, I would.
But what do you need? Need some of my things? Maybe we can work out a trade.
Yeah, I think we can. Let's talk about that. I'm looking for a book. I'm looking for a book. Most people, I think, are like you and me before I was tortured and killed, that they want to live their lives. You know, they want to play Mario Kart. They want to hang out in caves or the equivalent of that for them. And I believe that people are being distracted from that. They'd be taken from that for really bad reasons. They're in thrall. And I believe that there is a book in your cave here that may hold the key. Maybe a literal key, maybe not. It could be metaphorical key to start to fix things. That is what I'm seeking. Have you seen that sort of thing?
Maybe. Do you have one more spell that can convince this dragon that you are well-meaning and that they should give you something?
Yes, it's an aggregation more than a headline.
Great. Even better.
It is... using the Civil War and its meaning to divide people. To divide Ooh. People. And I roll a 5.
Okay. Using the Civil War, do you want to talk any more about that?
Yes.
Specific aggregation?
I'm quaking as I am when I'm channeling this odd realm that has a thing called the Civil War.
Yeah.
That in the wake of these strange revelations about Trump aides and Russia, that one of the chief of staff of this President Trump made a statement by which they declared that the Civil War only happened because there was not compromise, and this person knew that this was a fault line in this nation that could be exploited, and that many people feel like it is not at all wrong to honor the Confederacy and to fly Confederate flags, but that at the heart of it, it may be true that there was not compromise, but the compromise that was not being made was compromising on the idea that human beings should not be kept as property. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's true. But another way, it's horribly false. So that is what is happening in that realm.
That gotcha.
By means of of keeping people from focusing on the truly terrific things, terrifically horrible things that have been done and continue to be done, whereby a foreign power has been exercising influence over our governance, to use this as a wedge. So that is the spell that I cast.
Joey looks up at you and says, "That's heavy. There's a lot to learn, I think, about compromise and truth and stuff. And I think your quest is just. So I hope maybe you can find that book over there. And if you have anything round to trade me, I think I'll let you take that and go along your way." And he motions to a corner of his giant treasure hoard where he keeps all of the non-round things that he cannot use to play Mario Kart. There's some more rectangular sort of swords and axes and a few books, including the very one you are looking for.
All right. As it happens in my satchel, I have a very precious and very round, perfect, mathematically round gem that as part of my training, I had to learn how to create new materials. And so I took some of the peace berries and I was able to infuse this gem with the magical power of the peace berry into, it's actually just called gemite, which sounds like it'd be common, but it's extraordinarily rare.
Awesome.
So I take this infused gemite and I present it to Joey.
Excellent. Dude, this is great. I'm definitely going to win Mario Kart with this.
I'm going to
call this the blue shell because it's got that kind of blue sort of shell on it. And I think it's going to be a pretty good addition to my game. Thank you. Joey then offers you the book and then shows you a back exit out of the Cave of Big Monsters. And he says, "If you want to come back, play Mario Kart anytime, just go in that door, not the big scary one at the front with all of the bottomless pit that you didn't find and you know, all the crappy stuff. Just come on in the back door. We can play Mario Kart whenever you want."
I am so totally going to do that, and I look forward to it. I wish that I did not have to try to save the world as I know it, or I would love to stay and play right now. I shall return.
Cool.
In this realm that I channel sometimes, there's a ritual that they call the high five. And you've taught me Mario Kart. I would like to teach you the high five and perform one with you.
Oh, excellent. Joey's down.
All right. We're high-fiving.
Excellent. You high-five. The credits begin to roll. As you exit the cave, you through the back door, you kind of go, you start climbing back, and as you do, you see the front of the cave, and there's Marcy, the new goblin, and Miss Jenkins, the spider, and Power Play, the wizard. They're all kind of reconstructing the plaster face of the cave, getting it ready for another adventurer. And they give you a wave. They say, "You know, no harm, no foul. Good work. Thanks for not killing anybody." And you head back to the town, ready to return to your home citadel with this evidence and hopes that it will help free your nation and help you find your lost, beautiful Justica.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Adventure
Nicely
begins.
Done.
You too. That was super fun. And I've I'd have to retool how I aggregate the news, but I would like to do this again.
Yeah, I hope so. I thought that was real fun to make. Excellent. Well, let's see. Let's take a little break and then come back.
You bet.
All right, Storm, it's now the end of our podcast.
I feel like we need some sad, you know, not sad, but wistful end of the podcast music, you know, that plays in the background. You know?
It's been a long road. Yeah,
exactly.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us and listening to So What Do We Do? Feel free to tell your friends about it. And thanks for chatting with us on the internet, where we are on Twitter at So What Do We Do Pod and Facebook and So What Do We Do Pod.com. Storm, do you have any thing you would like to add in the realm of serving suggestions or final words?
I would say save your energy. Save your energy. But yeah, for sure, peek in on the news. Don't look too deep. and for sure, look out for your fellow humans.
Yeah, level up. That's a good point. Yeah, go into your, like a wizard, meditate, learn new spells, and get ready for the adventures to come.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Storm, for playing this adventure, which I called The Linear Cave.
Thank you, Angel Laser. It was expertly done, and I regret that I did not fall into the bottomless pit.
It's good that you didn't fall in, although I'm sure there would have been a big monster. Maybe we'll see him later.
Yeah, those pit monsters, they get around.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.